The timing of the rapture, according to the Bible, can be found in Luke chapter 17, verses 29 through 32. And I'm going to go ahead and start with verse 29. But the same day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Here we learn that on the day when Jesus is revealed, which is the rapture, it is going to rain down fire from heaven. Now ask yourself, when does it rain down fire in the book of Revelation? The answer is chapter 8 at the very first trumpet. But wait, I thought we weren't appointed to wrath. Then why are we here for the seals? My favorite preacher pastor told me that the seals are wrath. The Bible never states that the first five seals are God's wrath. The pre-trib theory has indoctrinated many people, including pastors, to believe that the seals are wrath. However, the Bible never states this, and that's a fact. And the Bible is where we should be getting our doctrine from, not from pastors that are teaching things that are not written in the Bible. But wait, my favorite pre-trib pastor told me that the first seal is the Antichrist, and we have to be gone before the Antichrist reveals himself. Again, the Bible never states that the first seal is the Antichrist. This is another assumption that many folks have become very dogmatic about. We shouldn't make the same mistakes that Israel made 2,000 years ago at Christ's first coming. Everyone back then was so dogmatic about how the Messiah was going to come that they missed the Messiah's first coming when he was right in front of their face. This happened because they all assumed that they understood the prophecies correctly. Just like many folks today are so dogmatic that the rapture happens first and then the Antichrist signs a 7-year peace treaty and that he breaks the treaty in the middle of the week, etc. When the Bible never states any of this, and all the while twisting what Paul said plainly, that we should not be deceived, that the Antichrist must be revealed first before Jesus will come. However, most folks don't like what Paul said. They're afraid of the Antichrist. They don't want to see him, so they do gymnastics with scripture to make it say the exact opposite of what Paul said plainly. But that's a topic for another day. I want this message to be short and to the point, so let's get back to the topic of the timing of the rapture. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Notice that Jesus is talking about the day that he is going to be revealed to the world. He says, in that day, he which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. This is it. In red letters, Jesus is telling us plainly that the day that I will appear to the world, in that day, people will be fleeing from the housetops and are told not to look back as in the days of Lot. And that's because sudden destruction came down from heaven and it rained down fire. The same thing is going to happen the day that Jesus reveals himself at the rapture. We're going to go up and sudden destruction is going to come down. It's going to rain down fire from heaven. This event happens at the abomination of desolation. That is when the Antichrist reveals himself in the third temple. The Jews are going to flee from their housetops and they're not to look back or go back for anything, but to flee as fast as possible. We also see this same fleeing in Revelation chapter 12, and this is the exact same event. Right after the woman gives birth to the man-child, that is the rapture, she flees to the wilderness for 1260 days, which is 3.5 years, the entire duration of the Great Tribulation. The woman giving birth is the rapture. The fleeing to the wilderness happens at the abomination of desolation. The 1260 days is the entire length of the Great Tribulation. The Antichrist is only given power for 42 months. In conclusion, the timing of the rapture, according to the Bible, is the day of the abomination of desolation. See Luke chapter 17, verses 29 through 32. Jesus himself tells us the exact events that are going to be happening the day that he comes to reveal himself at the rapture. And the number one clue is that they are going to be fleeing from the housetops. That clue gives it away that it is the abomination of desolation. We can see this in Matthew 24 plainly. And how do we know that when Christ reveals himself, that this is the rapture? Because scripture tells us, as it is written, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. And that is because when he comes, we're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we're going to appear with him in glory. We're going to be changed from corruption to incorruption, from mortal to immortality. And the first time that we see Christ reveal himself is the day when folks are fleeing from their housetops. And we know from scripture that this occurs at the abomination of desolation. Again, see Matthew 24. But that's all for now. I'm going to go ahead and end with the gospel. And that is that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. And that life is in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, that died for our sins and was buried. And he rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. Jesus is the Lamb of God that is without blemish. That means that he never sinned. He's the Holy One of God, and he died so that we sinners can live. You see, all the sins of the world were placed upon Christ on the cross, and his righteous blood was shed for all of our sins. And if you believe this good news, that your sin debt has been paid for in full by the precious blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, then you are sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of our redemption, and that is when Christ returns on the clouds to rapture us, his elect, to be with him forever. Until next time, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.